Smile.
90.4
FM.
You know, Bobby, I don't want to be one of those nosy neighbors. And I know that Theo has been away, so every time I've been doing dishes at the window and I look out, I've been seeing this guy coming and going at Lindy's place. So, yeah, I was just a bit curious, you know, like kind of what's spotting me. And it's not once, I've seen him a few times.
And you're convinced that it's not Peter?
No, no, I know Lindy's family. So no, definitely not Peter.
I'm just struggling to understand what's going on here. So Bianca, you phoned Bobby to say that you've seen something at my house. Are you implying something here?
Oh, no, not at all. It's just like more like a concerned neighbor. You know, Peter is so nice and he's always been very nice to me. So I was just, yeah, like I said to Bobby, I was just a bit curious.
Looking out for Peter, yes.
Yeah, looking out for Peter.
Well, I don't know what you think you saw, Bianca.
How long did this man stay?
Yeah, it's not like I stood at the window and keep waiting.
Sounds like
waiting
you did.
For him to leave, but about a half an hour or more,
hour.
I would say.
You've got the wrong idea, Bianca. I'm very sorry. Wow, at my whole place of work for this to happen.
He wasn't in and out. I mean, he lingered
definitely,
for a bit.
Definitely not in and out.
No, you got it wrong, guys. Sorry. Okay. No, Bianca, you have got it very, very wrong.
So, a visitor, when Peter isn't home, staying for a half an hour or longer, more than once?
I actually can't believe that you phoned this person, that you phoned Bianca and said, come, let's chat about this on air as well. And Phil, actually, producer Phil, I can't believe that you okayed this, to be honest with you. I'm actually quite upset about this.
Got to keep you on the straight and narrow.
No, you don't need to keep me on the straight and narrow. I'm actually very unhappy about this.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. Met Bobby en Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.